Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
That's great. Laura and Huron, great to have you guys here today. And what an accomplishment. I haven't seen the movie yet, but it's certainly on my list. Walk in the Wilderness. Walk in the Woods. Walk in the Woods. Robert Redford, Nick Nolte. Yeah, they dominate the soundtrack. I mean, you've got like, what, 4 or 5 songs on there?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So that's really cool. And tell me how this came to be, that that your music is all over the soundtrack.
Well, it started when I was a little boy.
No, yep. We got a while. Everybody got a nice long lunch hour today with the whole thing.
They actually approached us to do the soundtrack, to actually score the movie, which is something I'm really interested in doing. But we were right in the middle of recording our record, so we couldn't do it. But I said I'd write a song for it, and they could use our music, and had a great relationship with the producers and the director. And yeah, it was really pleasant experience.
The director in the video that I saw on Facebook said that you guys kind of have the sounds of nature, which I suppose is something you must have cultivated. I know your background is you spend some weekends on Lake Huron.
Yeah, a lot of my childhood, and we're from Michigan originally.
All you guys?
Yeah, we grew up together and had our first band together, and so yeah, we all kind of have that ingrained in us, I guess.
There's like weekend getaways. I mean, sometimes when I hear your music, I think of campfires and things like that. Does that inform your music in any way?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you get inspiration from everywhere, and that's definitely been a big part of my life, is being outside. And you know, there's a lot to be learned from that world out there.
There seems to be kind of a theme going on there in Strange Trails. It's got ghosts, and it's got death, and it's got graves, and I mean, these are 3 separate songs, and it goes beyond that, and it just seems appropriate for this time of year. But what's going on with that? That's kind of a dark theme.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, it is dark in some ways, but I think it's a pretty healthy thing to just kind of look at that side of life every now and then and just, you know, take a good long stare into the void. Kind of reminds you of the more beautiful parts of life, I guess.
And are you a sci-fi fan?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. What's the scariest movie that you can recall?
Well, I know the one that scared me the most was The Shining when I was a kid. That scene where he looks in the hotel room and there's a person in a bear costume. That haunted me for a long time. Still don't like bears.
And I heard I heard from your people that you're fond of comic books.
Yeah, I am.
I know nothing to ask about that. I just want to make that observation. Do you watch Big Bang Theory? Are you Sheldon-like in any way? Or
I don't know who that is.
Well, he's this guy who really likes comic books. Oh. But he's got some other things going on, too, that I don't think you have. So.
Yeah, I've never seen that show. But, yeah, comics were big for me when I was a kid. And then, you know, I kind of drifted away from them as I tried to be more literary. But but now I'm kind of having a renaissance with them and realizing that there's a lot of great stuff being done in comic books, believe it or not.
Well, you guys, I know you've been way too busy to be watching TV anyway, and you're out there on the road. You got a show at the Vogue tonight, which is going to be great. But please welcome back to our Sun King Studio 92, powered by Klipsch Audio, Lord Huron.